I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonic.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Jeremy Littell. My age is 44. I am a research ecologist for the Alaska Climate Science Center and the Department of Interior, U.S. Geological Survey. And my relationship to my partner is I'm her dad.
My name is Meredy Littell. My age is 10. And my relationship to my partner is I'm his daughter. I work with my dad on my science projects. This year, we were trying to figure out if there was a wolverine at three points in the Campbell Tract that we got from a map that two people at Fish and Game, Mike Harrington and Dave Saalfeld, gave us. We got the points from where the wolverine was active most.
Yeah, so they collared her in 2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know if she's still there because they took the collar off. So they wanted to know if she was still there. Your wolverine had a name.
Route 66, because her tag number was 66.
Should we tell how you got started on this?
Oh, yeah. So I found my interest in wolverines when I saw two wolverines in the wild. Dad had been doing field work for 17 years and never seen a wolverine. On my first trip out there, bam, not one, but two wolverines in the wild.
We were up in the Chugach Front Range because we have a site there, too, for our tree-line temperature work and that I share with Meredy, and we always go every year to change out the sensors there. We had dropped our packs and had some food and then gone around behind some trees to put out some sensors. And while we were doing it, I thought, maybe that's not such a good idea to leave our packs behind. And I thought, well, at least I better go back and get the bear spray. And so she followed me back around the trees.
With a dog.
I saw this little brown face poking out through the grass, and my first thought was, there's the baby, where's the mother? And I grabbed Meredy and I pulled her in, and I was like, okay, we better grab our things here and pay attention. And then I was like, well, wait a minute, that's not quite right. And then I saw, well, it's really low to the ground for a bear cub. And the more I looked, I thought, I know what that is. And then Meredy saw it. We sat there and watched for a little bit, and then another one came through, and luckily, the wind was in our favor. I don't think they ever winded us. It wasn't even 50 yards, but it was pretty special.
We're doing this project for the science fair, and we're also doing it for Fish and Game so that they can get information on what animals are living there. We started in late December and ended in late March. We were in Far North Bicentennial Park, which is a big place, but the points were spread out a lot.
Yeah, so these are all foothills of the Chugach. They're very popular places to run and ski and bike, but they also happen to have good animal habitat and be relatively accessible and interesting for the things that we're working on. How did we choose which transportation mode would get us there?
The snow conditions. So if the snow was really deep, we used snowshoes. When we were inexperienced, we just walked, and that did not work very well. If the conditions were good for biking, like not too deep snow, we would bike. And if they were too deep snow but not deep enough snow for snowshoeing, because walking would be too slow, we skied.
Your favorite way to get there was how?
Biking.
But it's a fat bike.
It's a fat bike, yeah.
4-inch tires riding on the snow.
Yeah.
When we got there, though, we parked the bikes in the woods and then walk into the actual field site. How did you decide where we should put the cameras in the first place?
We decided that by where there was the most mustelid activity. A mustelid is a mammal that has musky scent glands. Some common mustelids are otters, skunks, and weasels. For camera one, we had in the general area found a lot of animal tracks. On the second one, we found a set of mustelid tracks going through this clearing. And so we decided to put a camera in there. That was actually the one that we did not get as many photos from. We only got like two from that one.
Yeah, it turns out that marten tracks that have been out there for a while and have some sun on them, look an awful lot like wolverine tracks. And we were super excited for a while, thinking, oh, we're going to see some wolverine evidence, right? But it turned out to be a marten, yeah.
A very large marten.
Yeah.
That peed all over everything.
Some traits are conserved among the whole mustelid family, right? You know, often when I participate with just me or with colleagues, it's a very different environment, different focus. When somebody's there learning, it's almost like time dilates a little bit. Things happen slower and you can kind of enjoy it more. There's not the pressure to generate tons and tons of data. There's not really any pressure. It's a much more fun environment in some ways. If we do another year of this, what would you change?
I would definitely want to include where we saw the wolverines, because that would tell us if they were still there. Some reasons why they might be there would be that there are a lot of moose there, so that could lead to more moose carcasses, because wolverines survive off carcasses. I participated in a science, technology, engineering, math competition where you had to invent something, and you didn't actually have to build it, but you had to explain it with documents. But we invented a drone with an infrared sensor that would sense fresh bodies of, this is kind of gross, roadkill, and pick them up with a claw and then carry them back to a truck, the roadkill people's truck.
And originally, I love this part of the design. Originally, the concept was also that it would keep that carrion from going to waste by turning it into edible food. Right?
Yeah. And now it just picks up little things like squirrels, because it would have been too hard to design to chop up like moose.
Maybe that's why we didn't find Route 66. She got a hold of your drone.
That would be dead useful for you, for Wolverine.
Wolverine would love to have a carrion finding drone, right? Well, here's to many more science adventure outings.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.